This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnayak has said that the Indian Armed Forces, which continue to play a pivotal role in nation building, have emerged as a national symbol of integrity and resilience. Participating in the Lieutenant General P.S. Bhagat Memorial Lecture at the Manekshaw Center in New Delhi on Friday, the Governor recollected the vision of Viksit Bharat. He emphasized that the transformation of the armed forces hinges on force structuring and optimization, modernization and technology infusion, human resource management and jointness and integration. The Governor said that the armed forces should be the biggest catalyst to facilitate the country to become a developed nation. In view of rising dog bite incidents in the state, Director of Health Services, Dr. Riken Rina, on Friday convened a crucial meeting in his office at Naharlagan to assess the preparedness of the Health and Family Welfare Department towards tackling the situation. The DHS advised the public to take every animal bite or scratch seriously. He said the most crucial step is to wash the wound immediately with running water and soap for not less than 15 minutes. Then report the case to the nearest health facility and complete their vaccination. Suggesting the proper sanitation and the prevention of garbage accumulation are essential to control the stray dog population, he advised the people not to panic but maintain caution, as rabies is a 100% preventable disease with timely post-exposure prophylaxis. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, has called for involving Doordarshan in dissemination of development activities concerning Arunachal Pradesh and sought collaboration with the state government, particularly with the Information and Public Relations Department in this direction. The DG made this call during a meeting he had with Secretary IPR Niali Ite at his office chamber on Friday. While emphasizing on showcasing the rich cultural heritage including diverse cuisine, folklore and places of tourist attractions in the state through the Arun Prabha channel of Doordarshan, the DG felt that the step would help in reaching a wider range of audience. In response, the Secretary IPR assured that the Doordarshan team offer an elaborate plan and strategy to be taken up for collaborative effort for highlighting the developmental activities through the DD. The week-long first edition of the Siang Biodiversity Meet concluded today. A total of 140 species of butterflies, 100 species of birds, 300 species of moths were spotted during the biodiversity meet. It was organized by Gobuk Welfare Society in collaboration with Ipum Sirum Welfare Society with support from Titli Trust, DFO, Mauling National Park, Kam Wildlife Division and Upper Siang District Administration. Red species of butterflies such as Dark Freak, Brown Gorgon, Yellow Gorgon, Elusive Prince, False Tibetan Cupid, Green Dragon Tail and Mottled Argus were spotted during the meet. Rare bird species such as Green Coco, Large Niltawa, Black Chinned Euhina, White Napped Euhina, Slaty Bellied Fascia and Spotted Alicura were also spotted during the event, attended by 25 people including researchers and nature conservationists from different parts of the country. Internationally famous bodybuilder Paklu Taipodia will be hosting a two-day Paklu Taipodia Classic National Bodybuilding and Fitness Championship in the Community Hall of the Art and Culture Directorate at Naharlagan in August next. This is the first time that Arunachal Pradesh will be hosting the championship under the patronage of Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy CM Chawna Mein and other leaders. As Arunachal is known for its global sports medal holders in karate, weightlifting and taekwondo, the arm wrestler Pakjar Taipodia was the first to fly Arunachal's flag in the global field. The event is expected to serve as a platform to promote this state, Taipodia said. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over the northwest, central and eastern parts of the country for the next few days. In East India, isolated heavy rainfall is very likely to occur over Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Assam, Nagaland, Manipur and Meghalaya till Monday. The maximum temperatures over many parts of northwest, central and east India are expected to increase gradually by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius for the next 3 to 4 days. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.